Now that we are nearing the end of the last day of the voter registration period, which is on September 30th, how well informed are we about the candidates? How ready are we for a new government? What should we look for? A leader, a public servant, or a servant leader? Hi, this is Luna, and you're listening to the new episode of Late Nights by Luna Manila. Today, we are going to talk about not only the importance of voting, but also dig a little deeper about the roles and knowing the responsibility of our lawmakers. Joining me today is a Mindanao civic leader, journalist, environmentalist, women's rights advocate, and politician. She served as a member of the Regional Legislative Assembly of the Autonomous Region in Muslim Mindanao and the Bangsamoro Transition Commission. She just recently joined Aksyon Demokratiko as part of its National Executive Board, the party that elected Manila Mayor Isko Moreno as its president and Pasig Mayor Vico Soto, who sits as Executive Vice President. Please enjoy this episode with Honorable Samira Gutok. Welcome to Late Nights by Luna Manila, Ms. Sam.
Hi,
ako po ay talagang nagagalak. The first time I saw you was you were giving the commencement speech sa mga graduates ng sa Philippine Women's University.
Yay! PWU sister ka ba? My mom.
Nag-try po ako mag-aral doon. Sinabay ko siya habang nagtatrabaho kasi I really want to be a psychologist. Pero hindi ko na natapos, unfortunately. Pero that was the first time
at
I saw
least,
you.
At least, diba? Was that? Oo.
Sobrang simula po nun, pinafollow ko na kayo and pinapanood ko yung mga YouTube interviews nyo at talaga po, pipilitin ko pong huwag kiligin masyado today kahit medyo nabubulol-bulol lang.
Thank you. You're so sweet.
Again, it's such an honor to
thanks,
have you
girl.
Po, no?
Oo, thanks, Loon.
Ang objective ng ating episode is to spread awareness about the importance of voting. And
yes,
yun naman po talaga ang tinatry naming i-goal sa Late Nights by Luna Manila podcast. We interview experts, specialists to help them spread awareness, even po yung mga advocates. So, I want to go straight to the point po, no? My first question is, from becoming the president of UP Muslim Students Association and Muslim Youth and Students Alliance up to becoming a Senate candidate in 2019, what motivates you to continue to serve people until now?
Luna, I saw death. Ilang beses yung car accident, muntik na, bangka ride. So I was so lucky at the teenage life ko, nakarating na ako sa Suluna. Akala nila, bakit dumarating ka mag-isa? Eh, may mga nakakatakot mag-travel dito mag-isa. Eh, sabi ko, I'm sure you're gonna take care of me. Every person that I meet around you, there's something positive, kindness around. So that motivates me na kahit hindi nila ako, hindi ko sila kadugo or what, that maybe I bring something to the fourth, babae ako na hindi threat sa kanila, so the, even the kaharap mo na na so-called terrorist, baka pwedeng nakakausap ko sila. So I think I can be an instrument, not to be sentimental, by God, Almighty Luna, to spread the love, to spread the cause, no? To spread the cause of really bridging the rich and poor divide. No, and that's not a rhetorical statement na ginawa ko po yung as much as I can, poverty awareness, etc. in everything. So Luna, there's just so much overflowing thing that we can do, and the positive motivation comes from every reality bites that I see along the way.
I totally agree with that. I want to talk about the importance of voting, just like what I mentioned earlier. As we are nearing the end of the voter registration period, we need to pay more attention to who's running for office.
Yes.
Para sa mga nalilito or hindi masyadong malinaw sa mga roles, kasi importante po ito eh. Minsan, ang naririnig lang natin ay yung mga pangalan, you know, the popular ones. Tapos pagdating sa botohan, yun yung sinusulat natin, pero dahil hindi natin naiintindihan, ano ba talaga ang role pagka siya ang nalagay sa posisyon na ito? I want to ask dun sa part na ano po ba ang difference ng roles between House of Representatives at ng mga senador?
Different houses talaga, ma'am, Luna. House of Rep, the House of the People's Representative per province, per district, per division ng interest ng bawat territorial subdivision. Versus a Senate na People's House din pero housing a national interest. Not the provincial, not the district, not the territorial parochial interest, sectoral interest, farmers, etc. But the Senate looks at all. So, kung may competing interest man yan, farmers versus landowners, the Senate will have to look at the bigger picture. So, dalawang house yan. But they had to decide on certain issues, the law, at once. So, they all have to agree and sign off on laws. And then, later on, the president will sign so that it becomes a measure.
Pasensya na po sa tanong ko, ha? Lahat po, pareho pong nagpapatupad ng batas.
Oo, pero iba-iba ang kanilang, how do you call it, lens in mind. So they represent, what they represent. Kasi nga, you're elected by a certain territory. So a national senate, a senate is voted by the by all.
Mm.
And a congressperson or sectoral representative is voted by his sector or his district.
Okay. Paano naman po, ano ang importansya naman ng mga party list? Bakit po ba may mga party list?
Hindi sila tungkol sa pagiging party o pagiging elitista. Party na yung party. Hindi ah. To the opposite, to the marginalized. Sila po yung partido, organisasyon na talaga naman, hey, to the fight, to the max. Kaya nga po tayo tumindig, sinunog ang ating mga, you know, all this oppression ng mga mess, ng mga ginagawa ng mga certain elitist. Kaya po si ngayon, no, si party list. Pero sana hindi nga, well, reality bites din, Ma'am Luna, kaya nga always reality bite eh. Talagang may bite ako dito, Ma'am, para na-remind ako. I bite from nightmares. That, ano ba talaga? So, papasukan mo talaga, Sam, eh, yung, ano, itong nightmare of politics.
Oo nga po yan. Eh. Hmm. Ano naman po ang opinion nyo sa mga nagsasabi na pag hindi ka bumoto, wala kang karapatan magreklamo?
Hindi naman. Kasi talagang may 24 hours na ina na kailangan 24 hours sa bahay. Wala siya kasama na pwedeng iwanan yung kanya nagsususo na bata. So paano yan? Maraming hindi nakakaboto. But out of apathy din, nasabi nila, eh wala kasi talaga nangyari eh. Totoo yun, Ma'am Luna. Nangyari pala sa akin eh. Muntik na ako maalis sa voters list. So I've always been kasi a volunteer outside the political na pwedeng nampre lang, tagabantay ng boto.
Mm.
Pero hindi nakakaboto. Ano ba naman yan? Nagbabantay ng boto, hindi nakakaboto. Pero yun nga, Ma'am Luna, na it matters. But it doesn't mean na hindi ka nakaboto out of ayaw or out of emergency na wala kang karapatan. Eh kaya nga citizen stewardship at we the people ang constitution. We the people, hindi sinabi we the voters lang. Hindi lang sinabi we the voting people, may pakialam, the preamble. At Bayang Maghili ay lahat tayo nagbabayang Maghili, hindi lang yung botante.
Yun nga so, po, itatanong
yan, ano mo
eh.
Sedula mo. Yan ang sedula mo. Kaya ka may sedula. Kasi you're entitled to ayuda, mayaman at mahirap. Oh, well, specifically, syempre, mahirap. Ayuda ngayon sa crisis. So, kahit di botante, kailangan may ayuda. It specifically touches me, ma'am. Kasi, Ma'am Luna, yung aking mga kababayan, mga minoridad, Lumad, Maranao, migrante, Maguindanao, pupunta sa Manila, eh kahit ba man hindi kami bumoboto sa Manila, hindi na kami pwedeng may ayuda. Diba? Nakakaawa naman. Siya kaya nga, umaalis sila sa aming gera sa Mindanao, para naghahanap ng greener pastures. So if you disqualify them from being voters or being caring about the environment, and therefore no beneficiary, no recipient sa kanila, di talaga na wala yung constitutional rights nila to their life, liberty
kasi
and property.
Madalas nyo pong mababasa tong mga to online, ano? Lalo na sa mga social media, na kapag okay, tapos na yung botohan, pero hindi ka nakaboto or pinili mong hindi bumoto, may mga sasagot na, or halimbawa, nagreklamo ka ganyan, maririnig mo tong opinion na to, mababasa mo to na kung hindi ka bumoto, huwag kang magreklamo, wala kang karapatan magreklamo.
Parang wala ka sa Facebook, so wala ka nang pakialam sa Facebook. Ganun ba yun? Oh, di lalo pa. Care. May mga iba talaga na who don't have the luxury. Alam mo ba, Ma'am Luna? I was shocked kung totoo ba man to. correctly po, Comel, like 10 million ang OFWs at one point in time kasi marami na nag-uwi, di ba? Yung tracking system natin, ilan na ba yung OFWs? 1 million lang almost ang botante at hindi pa maka-hitch ng sasakyan from the desert of Saudi to the embassy kasi walang pang sasakyan. Nakastack up sila sa building nila, sa kumpanya nila. So alam ko po yung taga-Saudi po kami, 20 years, Luna. I know what I'm talking about.
Mm-mm. I've read that the projected voting population for 2022 is over 73 million. And we currently have 61 million registered voters. What do you think are the challenges why Filipinos, they don't register or they don't, may mga pinipili po talaga minsan na iba na parang wala nang pakialam eh.
Apathy, produkto ng pagkukulang ng pasilitasyon ng ating lipunan. Paano po easier? Kung may ease of doing business ang mga businessman, botante pa kaya ng problema niya pagkain? Tapos boto pang sinisiksik natin? So, di ba? Ease of registry. Yan ang panawagan ko, ma'am, sa COMELEC ng 2 years na ngayon na we had some online forum, no, like sa Bangsamoro, ang daming hindi bumoboto. Mas lalo, again. Again, reality sa amin yan na basta maka mayor's vote, aalis na sa presinto, tapos na si mayor lang na iboto. Oo, kung buboto pa nga yung ilan. So yes, ma'am, apathy is a way of life reality, especially maybe even sa millennials. Pero I've seen and received so much Twitter love after the 2019 at alam ko na marami pong gusto na to participate. And 2022, ma'am, is landmark. Dahil presidential po siya, ang presidente na hindi mag-a-advocate sa patayan sa oras na maraming namatay. So this is a time really for overturning things na maraming hindi nailibing sa tamang paraan.
Yes, so at marami pa din pong naniniwala na magkakaroon talaga ng totoong pagbabago. Sana, ako naniniwala ako doon.
That's always the poster, di ba? Miss Universe message. Pero yes, paano talaga pagbabago kung mismo sumasakay kami, kaming mga politician, sa mga sasakyang aircon? So talaga, I try Luna to really ride the trike. I ride the habal-habal. Sana po, if manalo sa Senado, sakali, eh habal-habal, I can experience pa rin. Para maamoy ko ang hangin talaga kung gaano kahirap ang pollution.
Totoo po.
Kung gaano kahirap po na magdala ng anak sa isang habal-habal. Ilang oras ka, magdaganong-ganong-ganong ka sa sasakyan. Can you imagine na buntis ka or kaya may maliit pa yung tiyan mo 1 month tapos kailangan mo magpakita sa doktor, mahuhulog yung anak sa pagsasakay ng habal-habal. I was just 2 weeks ago sa isang mountain, 2 hours drive. Talaga sabi ko, this is not a friendly environment for women na pregnant, na pagbaba sa syudad.
Yun nga po yung hinihingi sana ng mga tao eh, kung naiintindihan lang kung ano talaga ang nararanasan, no? Traffic sa EDSA.
Oo. Interconnected tayo. Yung probinsya ay hindi diborsyado sa COVID reality, ICU reality ng mga taga NCR o Manila. Although sabi ko, Luna, yung realidad, hindi lahat may COVID sa probinsya. Ang sakit nila ay pwedeng iba pa kagutuman.
Yes.
Pero yun nga, the interconnectivity of bawat sa atin, the pain of one is the pain of all. Ang bawat national candidate at congressional, municipal, yun ang kanilang mindset. Kung hindi proper yung presidential na pipiliin namin bilang councilor candidate, it affects our era, it affects the priorities ng ano ba talagang i-download the budget sa amin, overpriced face shield ba, eh di dapat na napunta sa ibang pagkain o ayuda. Di ba? Para sa aming nangangailangan sa lokal.
Totoo po. Ano naman po ang palagay nyo or ang masasabi nyo tungkol sa mga fake news?
Fake. Talagang fake siya. Fake beauty, fake reality, fake thing. So, ganun lang. Diba, girl?
Oo nga po eh, no? Ang hirap pong kalaban.
Fake newsmakers na professional, maghanap buhay na kayo ng iba. Hello, hello to God ka na. Hello ka na kay God. Totoo
grabe
balita
po
naman.
Ang ano. Talagang
sayang
hindi mapipig.
Miss kung yung kagandahan mo, sayang yung fake newsmaking mo. Talagang hindi ka makakaroon ng true relationship.
Totoo.
With your society, with God, with voters, with your co-Filipinos, if you're the instrument of disseminating darkness.
Totoo. Kung halimbawang ay botante, walang napupusuan na iboboto sa mga kandidato. Halimbawa, okay, sa mga presidente, ganyan. Pero talagang halimbawa, wala akong maisip eh, wala akong mapusuan eh. Pagdating po sa mismong araw ng botohan, can they leave it blank? Or dapat po may isa kang ilagay?
Okay, okay, ang haba ng balota, Luna. Parang nag-i-exam ka ng ilang pages ng LSAT o kaya ano ba yan?
Yeah.
Ang haba kasi for mga hundreds of party list na eh. So kailangan, kaya di ba, kaya meron silang sample ballot para alam mo na. Eh kasi hindi mo talaga nagustuhan yung isa, isang sector, mayor ba o councilor, di there's a right to vote and not to vote.
Yes, totoo. Okay, etong question ko na to, ano ba dapat ang hinahanap ng isang botante sa isang presidente at vice-presidente?
Let me say, 2022, ang hinahanap mo ay isang partner. Why? Why do I like to look to a partner? Beyond the read and write qualification ng Constitution. A partner in death and life for a presidency. Dahil he knows what goes on in your bedroom. Right now, yung pagpunta sa ambulansya at pamamatay mo bukas, hindi alam na nasa taas. So I look at somebody who has the qualities of rigorous attention to details. Pag may relationship tayo, Luna, di ba? May boyfriend tayo, partner. To details, anong oras tayo nagigising? Together tayo. Hindi ka nawawala basta-basta sa aking katabi, Miss Luna. So for your viewers, I liken it to a partner. Kasi marami kayong papanuorin. Gusto kong maalala nyo at yung sinasabi ko. Kailangan relasyon ang presidente and vice president. I look for two people, national seats at that, who will take care mother, 100 billion Filipinos, 70 million voters, as if each one is his bed partner. Paano? Delegate. A person who knows how to delegate is a leader. That is a president.
I love
he knows
it.
How to make things happen and feel the bedroom reality as if it was his reality. And there's a way to do that, tracking. You know, Singapore does it, Malaysia does it.
Yes.
Nasa COVID vaccine, nandyan lang sa parang Jollibee style na pwede ka, di ba? Dumaan lang sa isang fast food.
Mm-mm.
Every moment to moment, pwede kang malaman mo kung may sakit ka, di ba?
Yes.
Okay, sila. It's not really like loving, passionate relationship. It's about at a distance, pero alam niya yung nangyari sa'yo.
Yes.
Because you're being tracked. Not by an intel, not by a security that will red tag you, but somebody who knows that I am there for you when you really need me, like upon death. Mamamatay ka na. Example, kailangan mo na kamulansya.
I love it. Last question na po ito. This is our wrap-up question. How can I be a responsible voter?
Be a responsible person. Be accountable of your decisions and ways of making it by being conscious what it means to have suffrage. Hindi suffering, ah, suffrage. Suffrage is holy, sanctimonious. Ang relasyon lang natin sa gobyerno at often. Dahil sa hanggang paying taxes tayo, yung ilan sa atin, yun ang relasyon natin sa gobyerno. Paying taxes. Correct ba, Luna?
Tama.
Ikaw, nagbabayad tayo ng taxes sakali sa itong mga cellphone na gamit natin o kaya desktop. Pero ang boto ay ang formal na expression mo na ako ay nagsabi, ikaw ang aking chairman sa corporation na tawag ay Pilipinas. Hindi naman dahil sa binibusiness ko ang Pilipinas, pero the Philippines has to be professionally governed by not just anybody.
I love
and that's
it.
Why I liken it to a corporate entity. Somebody who cares, a heart, but yet knows that every member has a stake parang sa stockholder. Kaya kami pinanganak dahil you should ensure that we get to breathe the air that we should be able to breathe.
Mm-mm. Maraming salamat po, Miss Sam. I really appreciate you taking your time today. I know how crazy busy you are. Marami po akong natutunan today. Kahit
girl, oh, gawin mo yan ng mga splicing at saka video. Okay, yun na lang.
Yes po, itatag po namin kayo. Maraming salamat
girl,
po.
You,
lagi
girl.
Po kayong mag-iingat.
Salamat po.
Salamat po.
See you.
See bye-bye
you po.
Po.
Hey, you've reached the end of this episode. What do you think of it? Please follow us on Instagram @luna_manila. Thank you so much for listening.